Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday, the 31st of May. A look at the week's local news in Surrey from the Surrey Advertiser and Surrey Live with Graham Laycock. First, this week's headlines. A chef sets fire to a Farnham restaurant. Hell's Angels are arrested with offensive weapons and a Guildford protest at the Send Cuts. All these stories and more. Let's start then with that chef that set fire to cushions at a Farnham restaurant he worked at before then sending nude photographs to his colleagues, a court has heard. Giovanni Del Anno sent a photo and a video of a sexual nature to four women, either his current colleagues or former colleagues, in the time after he had started the fire at Heaven's Kitchen on March the 10th. He also texted one woman that he was going to have sex with her 14-year-old daughter. The 37-year-old had started the fire in the customer area of the East Street restaurant over a pay dispute, and while there, he also stole an antique clock that he intended to sell to recuperate money he felt he was owed. Delano was jailed for 2 years and 10 months by Judge Jonathan Blunt Thursday. The sentencing heard at Guildford Crown Court on how he, of no fixed abode, left Heaven's Kitchen around 10:30 p.m. with his manager before telling him he had to quickly go back to use the toilet. The prosecutor said that it was then that the arsonist deliberately started the fire. The steakhouse's restaurant's electrics were unplugged and the fire alarm systems were not working, meaning that the fire was not detected for a number of hours. Firefighters were not called for a number of hours until the occupant of the flat above the restaurant reported a large volume of smoke in his property at around 1:30 a.m. on March the 11th. In mitigation, defence counsel Sarah Reed said that her client had showed genuine remorse and the offences were described as having been committed on an impulsive basis. Surrey Police had to make 10 arrests after it received information that some Hell's Angels may be carrying offensive weapons. The arrests on suspicion of possession of offensive weapons and drugs offences have been made by Rhodes policing officers using stop and search powers, according to a police statement. A spokesman said it follows information that some attendees to the Hell's Angels Euro Run, a private event being held this weekend in the East Surrey West Sussex area, may be carrying offensive weapons. Surrey and Sussex Police introduced an order under Section 60 of the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act 1994 on Wednesday, allowing stop and search of individuals within a designated area of Surrey and Sussex. Now, up to 3,000 bikers are expected in the county for the three-day Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club Euro Run event, with major disruption likely as the event culminates in a 700 motorcycle ride out to Brighton. Now, the Assistant Chief Constable Nev Kemp said, "We have been very clear with those attending this private event that many from overseas about the UK law and that any criminal or antisocial behaviour would not be tolerated. Public safety remains our top priority, which is why we have put a Section 60 in place. This allows us to carry out a stop and search of any individual for a period of time." A teenage girl was groped in broad daylight in a clearly distressing attack in Sunbury. Surrey police are appealing for witnesses after officers received a report of a sexual assault in Manor Lane near the junction with Griffin Way on Wednesday, May the 8th. A teenage boy is alleged to have groped the teenage girl between 4:30 p.m. and 5 p.m., according to a police statement. Officers attended and arrested a 15-year-old boy who has since been released on police bail, which prevents him from returning to the scene. Police said the suspect is black, 5'10", of large build, and was wearing a black Puma jacket and black tracksuit bottoms. And police say this was clearly a distressing incident for the young victim and commend her bravery in coming forward. Given the time and the location of the offence, I'm sure people witnessed the incident in question, be it they were driving home or walking home from school, and we do urge anyone who's seen anything to come forward and talk to us so we can further investigate. We'd like to stress this appears to be an isolated incident. There's no wider risk to the public. So anybody with information, would you please ring Surrey Police on the non-emergency number 101, or you can ring anonymously to the independent charity Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111. The planning committee at Speltham Borough Council has decided a horrifically bright sign at the front of the Surrey Eco Park must be taken down. Suez Recycling and Recovery Limited is developing and running the household waste management plant on behalf of Surrey County Council. But a retrospective planning application for the bright green sign that has already been built at the front of the site in Charlton Lane in Shepparton was described as the nail in the coffin for residents and borough councillors opposed to the industrial use of greenbelt land. The freestanding display is 6.52 metres tall, which councillors on Spelthorne's planning committee said was totally out of context and unnecessary. At their meeting on Wednesday, they voted unanimously to reject the retrospective application for the sign to remain, meaning it now has to be either removed or Suez, as the applicant has to appeal the decision. Using the bait to voice their disapproval of the site in general, councillors expressed frustration at the site, which is still not completed. Councillor Robin Sider said the site had been used to manage waste since 1950, so everybody knew where it was and didn't need a sign to tell them. He said the residents themselves have had to face this eco park, which nobody wanted in the first place. SBC Senior Planning Officer Kelly Walker said the sign was considered acceptable and in context because of the scale of the buildings on the site. She said the sign had been built, as it was thought, by Suez to be covered by the original planning consent granted by Surrey County Council. But because the sign is deemed as advertising, that comes under the jurisdiction of Spelthorne Borough Council. A council said the adverse effect on the visual amenity of the area, its size and colour, were not acceptable and voted unanimously to refuse the application. Around a third of Surrey's waste will be processed at the park, mainly from Spelthorne, Runnymede and Elmbridge, as well as food waste from around the county. Construction started in 2015 and was expected to take around 2 years. Development work is still going on. Families from across Surrey joined hundreds of across the country to stage a protest against special needs budget cuts. Dozens of parents and children gathered and marched along Guildford High Street on Thursday to raise awareness of the national crisis for disabled children and young people. Surrey County Council announced last year it would be making around £21 million worth of cuts to the SEND budget and is currently reviewing how the service is delivered as part of its major transformation. But families fighting for their children have assessments, therapy and more support at schools and education provision say enough is enough with the cuts. Benedict Sitcox of the Family Voice Surrey, a campaign group representing families and working with Surrey Council to transform SEND services, spoke to the crowd. She said it was not just parents and children who struggled, but also teachers, council staff, carers and siblings of the children who suffered because of the cuts. There are no winners in this system. The protests were being held around the country and a petition signed by 12,000 people was presented to the Prime Minister. Parents who organised the Surrey protest, including Mum Elsie McColl, who was part of the group that took Surrey County Council to the High Court in September last year to challenge the budget cuts. Surrey Police says no person has been found inside the former Robin Hood pub in Knaphill following its demolition. Councillor David Biddleston, leader of Woking Borough Council, previously said there were concerns someone may have been lost in the fire, which took hold on the building on the 12th of May. A 24-hour guard remained on the site while investigations continued and police didn't rule out the possibility of finding a body. However, an update from Surrey Police on Thursday confirmed that no body had been found. The building has been demolished and no persons have been found inside the premises, said Surrey Police. Two boys aged 12 and 13 have been released under investigation after being arrested on suspicion of arson in relation to the Robin Hood pub fire. A drunk Byfleet arsonist who set fire to a wooden chair in his lounge told firefighters it had spontaneously combusted. Guildford Crown Court heard how Marcus Creener deliberately started two fires in a matter of hours in his council-owned flat. On both occasions, a Ferny Court resident sat on his sofa and continued to drink and watch television while flames burned a matter of metres away. He even refused to let firefighters enter his home to attend the second blaze. His sentencing was heard on Thursday, how the 54-year-old had started suffering from mental health issues and depression after the death of his mother in 2016. And due to the potential harm that may have been caused to surrounding residents, Crean was jailed for 3 years and 9 months after pleading guilty to two charges of arson with recklessness as to whether life is endangered. In an attempt to explain the two fires in quick succession, Crina said that wooden chair had spontaneously combusted and the kitchen fire had started accidentally while he was attempting to cook. Fire investigation officers found no evidence of an accident and found traces of a substance similar to white spirit on the wooden chair and on Crina's shorts, the court heard. During mitigation defence, the counsellor said that the father of two was ashamed but could not recollect any of his actions. He cannot explain them, they said. Crina will serve half his sentence behind bars before being released on licence. A charge of assault by beating was asked to lie on file. A children's doctor who worked at Epsom Hospital has been suspended for 12 months after not being able to demonstrate she had the necessary knowledge of English. Dr. Virginia Bodusu was found to be impaired in her practice by the Medical Practitioner Tribunal, which concluded it may have had an impact on patient safety. She received a maximum period of suspension as a result. She was originally suspended for 12 months in February 2018 after she'd failed an international English language testing system test and had failed to understand the purpose of the test as a tool to ensure that doctors can practice safely. After a review of her case on the 1st of April 2019, she was given a further 12-month suspension to run consecutive to the existing sanction, meaning she cannot work in that field again until February 2020. She was working as a locum paediatric registrar at Epsom Hospital in 2016 when concerns were raised by the mother of a patient about her English language ability. In the review of her case, Bob Sastry, a general medical counsel representative, said the doctor had not sat another English language test. From this, the tribunal concluded it is clear the doctor has not demonstrated sufficient insight into the importance of patient safety of having the necessary knowledge of English. In her defence, the doctor said she was teaching in English and supervising dissertations in English at the University of Medicine, Pharmacy and Science and Technology in Romania, where she lectures. Mr. Sastry said, however, this is not evidence that her English language skills had improved. The doctor had worked for the Trust as a temporary middle grade doctor for a total of six shifts between February and April 2016. And finally, a Woking owner of a car used by Smithy in the Gavin and Stacey television series has said he will definitely let James Corden use the vehicle again, because James Corden has announced that the hit BBC sitcom will be returning for a one-off reunion special this Christmas. Gavin and Stacey fan David Webb bought the iconic blue Volvo used by Smithy throughout the show's three series back in 2018, and he and his family have been using it every day since. He said to Surrey Live that the reunion was confirmed. The 47-year-old Welshman said he would open to letting the production use his car should they need it. Absolutely, we'd definitely allow that, said Mr. Webb. It would be fantastic. We'd absolutely love to see it again. Can you imagine? We wouldn't make a charge. It'd be like great to have it in the show. Since owning the car, the Webb family have fully embraced the Volvo while driving it around Surrey. The Volvo's dashboard features a West Ham towel as a nod to Smithy's favourite football team, as well as a London street map, a Smithy key ring and an empty food packet to give the car the look it had during filming. British fans of the British sitcom have understandably reacted with huge excitement to the news of the reunion more than 9 years after the last episode aired. Museums have already attempted to purchase the vehicle from Mr. Webb, who has so far been reluctant to sell. Perhaps one of the most iconic Gavin and Stacey scenes previously took place in Smithers' car during the 2008 Christmas special, when Corden's rendition of Band Aid singing from the Volvo down the phone to best mate Gavin remains one of the show's most loved scenes. Right, well, let's hope they do use his car. And that's the news this week in Surrey. This has been Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. And you can keep up to date with the Surrey Advertiser for your area and also online at Surrey Live. Radio.